Welcome to Healing Place Church, where our mission is to be a healing place for a hurting world. We hope to enrich your life through reaching, serving, giving, and building. As you listen to this teaching, be inspired to fulfill your God-given destiny through the power of His Word.
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. In the Message version, it says, anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start. It's created new. The old life is gone. I love that. The old life is gone and a new life begins. I love how the Message Bible pulls that out. Anyone united with Christ gets a fresh start. It's created new. The old life is gone. A new life begins in that person. It starts over in that person. A new life begins. I love that. Three best decisions I've ever made as a person. The first one was when I said yes to Jesus Christ on June the 21st, 1982. The second best decision I ever made was in marriage, of marrying DeLynn, because who you marry impacts so much of your life. The third best decision I've ever made in my life was being planted in the local church. Just not attending church, just not associating myself with church, but actually being planted in the house of God. I was not raised in church every once in a while. And so when I came to Christ at 18 years old and got excited about God and found a church, it wasn't a perfect church, because there is no such thing as a perfect church. How can a church be perfect when it's made of imperfect people? Our church is perfect when no one is here. But as the first person steps in the door, it no longer is a perfect church. If you look for a perfect church, you will never go to one. We don't expect that out of. How could we ever put that on people or put that on leadership to be a perfect church? It's impossible. I went to an imperfect church, but I fell in love with that pastor, fell in love with the work that they were doing, and I planted myself in the church. Now, out of those three decisions, the most important decision I've ever made in my life was a decision to be a follower of Jesus Christ, to have a fresh start in my life based on what Jesus Christ did for me, to say yes to a fresh start opportunity that Christ provided for us on the cross. We talked about that at Easter. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus gives you and I an opportunity to accept His will, His way, His walk, to be a follower of Jesus and to follow Him through a fresh start, a fresh season of our life. Do you know how important it is that you and I have a fresh start in life? I like the word fresh. If I use that word in a sentence, probably how I would use that in a sentence that would be the most blessing to me is, I want some fresh baked chocolate chip cookies. I love the word fresh with hot baked chocolate chip cookies. It's probably my number one favorite use of the word fresh. I like fresh bread. Fresh bread. Fresh hot bread. I like the term freshen up. Freshen up. The opposite of fresh is old. Stale, nasty. I've never gone to a restaurant and say, can you bring me some old fruit? I'd like some old bread. Give me the oldest fish you have back there. I'm really all about that. Never in my life do I want that. I don't want that. Don't serve me that. I want something fresh. Fresh is good. God always has. I want you to hear this. I don't know if you know this or not. God always has something fresh for us. He is never fresh out of grace and mercy. He has a fresh beginning. You say, well, not for me. There's no way for me. I've ruined my fresh start opportunity. Can I tell you, God every single day has enough mercy and grace to let you and I have a fresh start, because He cares about us. I love this fresh start encounter in Acts chapter 16, verse 25 through 34. I love these scriptures. They're very clear. They're very accurate. They're very simple as it relates to a fresh start. It just shows it just so right as it relates to what do you do when you want to change? What do you do when you need a complete change? Because remember, Jesus offers a complete change to us. A complete change. We're going to talk about that a lot in the next couple weeks. Verse 25, now Paul and Silas have been ministering to people. They've been talking to people. They've been sharing with people. And they get in trouble for that. They end up in jail. And then they're getting beaten. They're being persecuted. And something happens that night as they begin to pray. I'm going to read you this account. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake, and the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. Then the jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his own sword and was about to kill himself. This is in the Bible, because he thought the prisoners had escaped. Now, just push that on pause, because But because of his officials and who he was accountable to and the law at that time, if you actually let all the prisoners escape like that, then you would be put to death the next day. So he just knew, man, my life is over. So he's going to take his life. Well, we're so glad that Paul noticed that, because it says later on that Paul shouted, verse 28, it says, Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for the lights, rushed in, fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out. And I love what he says here. He looks at them and he says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" What a direct question. He saw what happened. He saw something supernatural, something out of the ordinary. He responds to Paul. There's a result of this miracle, this incredible deliverance. There's a result that takes place. See, when God does something, it is a finished work. There's a result that happens when God moves. When Jesus died on the cross, what did he say? It is finished. You know what happens? When things are finished, there's a result. When things are tested, there is a result to the test. Many of you wait for the result of a test. You're waiting tomorrow to you go through. There's a result when things happen. And what goes on is after there's a result, guess what we do? We always respond to some type of result. If we get the answer we want out of the results, we're like, yeah, all right. If we don't get the answer, oh, goodness, oh, goodness. So there's this result from God doing something that causes this man to want something more in his life, to ask for something more in his life. And he just blurts it out. What must I do to be saved? And then there's this opportunity for a response. See, God does things in your life, and he's looking for a response. I love what Paul says there. He makes it real simple. They reply, "Believe. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you'll be saved, you and your household." Watch what happens then. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in the house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them, washed their wounds, and immediately, and all his family were baptized. He heard it. They spoke the word. He said yes to it. I need a fresh start. I need a change in my life. And then he immediately responded to that. And he had what I call a spontaneous obedience. And he said, "I need to get baptized right now. Let's go. Let's find some water. Let's get the party started right now." Didn't wait. Didn't put it off. Let me talk to my aunt. Let me have some consultation with, so-and-so. I think I'll wait a day or two. I'll get back with you. Let me do my due diligence. No, his heart was alive to an opportunity, a response. And so he went ahead and went with it. So let's get baptized. Let's all get baptized. And the Bible says that everybody in the house got baptized. The jailer brought them into his house, set a meal before them. He was filled with joy. Why? Because he had come to believe in God. He had believed in God. He was grateful. God had done something great. What must I do to be saved? There's only one answer. It's not a gazillion. There's one. What must I do to be saved? There must be many answers. many, many answers. No, there's not. There's only one answer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Now, I know that man can confuse it and man can pull it apart. But the Bible is very simple on how we cross the line of faith into a fresh start. Believe. Just believe. God's going to do great things in your life. Did you know that God is for you? He's not against you. God Almighty is for you. God is for your fresh start. God is looking for a response. See, when you look at your life, I just want to take a minute. I want you to hear this. If you look at your life, many in this room, many that are watching online, if you look at your life, if you just zip through your timeline, just a little, if you just look at your 26 years, you look at your 72 years, got a little bit longer. If you look at your 15 years, if you look at your 38 years, if you look at your 11 years, if you do that, there should be a result of that appraisal. The appraisal is God Almighty has been there. God has helped me. God has been good to me. And I hadn't always been good. I hadn't always acted right. There's some times in my life I didn't even acknowledge him. There were times in my life I went a long time with even recognizing God in my life. But you know what you do? The result is you still see God's hand and mercy on your life. Anybody with any sense is going to recognize that. You're just going to recognize, wow, maybe not everything is perfect. Maybe not everything is fantastic right now. But if I was honest, I know I complain. I know I try to put off this hard exterior. But if I was honest with myself, I would have to say with you, Pastor, I would have to recognize that in my 41 years, God Almighty has been good to me. Even when I didn't deserve it. Can I have a good amen? Even when I didn't deserve it, God has been good to me. And so because you recognize that, here's how it works. You recognize it. Well, what do I do that I recognize it? Now, I'm not going to tell nobody, but on the inside, yes, I believe that. If you recognize that, then it calls for a response. Because the jailer recognized it. He understood the results. What did he do? He responded and made some decisions. Can I give you three decisions he made that I think are so important to you and to I? Here's the first decision that he made. He made a decision for Jesus Christ. Jailer opened up the door to Jesus. He invited him in. He says, I've been set free from the prison house of sin. You know, sin is so deceiving. Sin will mess you up. Sin will actually convince you that you're in control. Oh, you got this. You are in control. It's deceiving. He got set free from the prison house of his sin. And you know what he did? He made a decision for Jesus Christ. He didn't just kind of yawn his way through that moment. He recognized it. He recognized it. Do you know there are many people that are awake, but yet they're sleeping? There are many people that are alive, but yet they're not living because they're not recognizing. They're not acknowledging. They're not seeing the results, and therefore they're not making a decision. Can I tell you something? You know what I've learned? When you don't make a decision, you are making a decision. It's just how life works. When you make a decision of indifference, you are making a decision. So he made a decision for Jesus Christ. Somebody here in this service, in just about 3 or 4 minutes, when I give an invitation, is going to make a decision for Jesus Christ. Somebody watching online, because you have an opportunity online to make a decision like that, is going to make a decision for Jesus Christ today. Here's the second thing he did. He made a decision to tell others. He goes straight to his family. Look what God is doing. He becomes contagious about the mercy that he's found. He's decided, because God has invested this in his life, he wants to go invest in somebody else. He's decided, since Paul gave him an invitation, that he wants to give that invitation to other people. We're going to talk a lot about that the next 3 weeks, about the idea of investing in people and then inviting people to an opportunity, whether it's a small group or a church service or a gathering, so that they can have an opportunity where God can show his love on them. That's the kind of people we are. We don't keep it a secret. We don't put our lamp under a bushel, but we put it on a hill, and we're going to let this light shine. Shine, shine. Can I have an amen? We're going to let the light shine. And then the last thing he did was he made a decision to get water baptized. That's how I used to say it, baptized. 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 Immediately he just said, what do I do? I said, what a baptism. You know, if you go back and study the word baptism, one of the meanings, I want you to see this, because sometimes we just go do things and we don't know what we do. It actually comes from the word dipped and dyed. Dipped and dyed. What does that mean to me? I've been dipped in the blood of Jesus. I've been dyed by his forgiveness. And now I'm coming up changed. I go in one shade, I come up another shade. I go in one color, I come up another color. I go in at one state, I come up another state. It represents what happens when you and I make a decision for Jesus Christ. We say yes to what Jesus did. We're being baptized. Why? Because we've been saved. We've said yes to Jesus. And we want everybody to know. It's one of the ways we go public with our profession of faith. We're saying, God, and I don't completely understand it, God, in his love and mercy, has washed me of my sins. And I now am a new person. I'm new from the inside out. I've been forgiven. No, I'm not perfect. Yeah, I'll have some storms in my life, but I am not alone. I have enlisted myself in the family of God. That's what 60-something people said. That's what a lot of people are going to say after this service. I want to encourage you today. That today you can have a fresh start, a fresh start, a fresh start, a fresh start in Jesus. I want you to bow your heads. Say, everybody bow your head. No one moving around. No one moving around. Not dismissing. Getting done early. All across this room, if you're here, and you say, Pastor Dino, I need a fresh start in Jesus. I need to do what the jailer did in that first decision. I need to say yes to Jesus Christ. I want to say yes to him. All across this room, with everyone being still, if you'll say, Dina, I want you to pray for me, because today, right now, I'm going to say yes to Jesus. I need a fresh start in my life. I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I feel far from God. And I don't want to live far from God. Because you don't have to be far from God. You don't have to. All across this room, with every head bowed, if you say, Pastor, can you pray for me? When you pray, I want to be a part of that prayer. I need a fresh start in Jesus Christ. Doesn't take long. You know it in your heart. It's what you want. All across this room, with every head bowed. And we bow our heads and pray. Why? Because we search our soul. A lot of times we don't live that way. We keep talking. We keep our eyes open because we never want to deal with our soul. We keep busy and we buy things and we stay around people who know us and we never deal with our soul. Well, today we get to deal with our soul. All across this room, if you say, I need a fresh start in Jesus Christ, I'm saying yes to Jesus. Wherever you're at in your seat, would you just slip up your hand all across? I see hands going up right now on the bottom floor. There's a dozen just right there in that section. There's four or five. There's another. There's others. There's four or five. In the raised seating, would you lift up your hand? If you say, Pastor, pray for me, I see a hand there. There's another. There's two. There's three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Just right there. There's another two. There's 5 or 6, 7, 8 there. Over here in this section, another 4 or 5. All across the room, just lift up your hand. You say, Dina, when you pray, I need a fresh start in Jesus Christ. Come on, you just feel far from God. You feel far from God. You don't have to be far from God. Today, you can make peace with God Almighty because He loves you so much. You can say yes to His Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. You can put that hand down. I'm going to lead you in prayer right now. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And out of that prayer, you just pray right from your heart. We're going to do what the Bible says. We're going to confess Jesus Christ. We're going to believe in our heart right where we're at. We're going to say yes to Him all across this room. Can I just lead you in prayer right now? Just pray this after me. We don't have our team normally on stage who helps assist that. Maybe all across this room. Let's all pray together. If you're watching online right now, you can click and you can see. You can raise your hand online. I'm praying that dozens of people right now are clicking right now and saying, hitting that button saying, yeah, I need a fresh start. I need a fresh start. Just another hand and another hand and another hand. Yes, yes, yes. And I want you to pray out loud wherever you're at. Maybe you're watching on your phone, watching on your iPad. You can connect this way because God's there with you. Let's all pray this together. Say, dear Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and to forgive me of my sins. I confess you as my Lord and as my Savior. Today, I believe that you died and you rose again. And I'm deciding for a fresh start in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, I want to thank every person, no one moving around. I want to thank every person who prayed online and who prayed in this room. We want to walk together with you. In about 60 seconds, Pastor Johnny's going to talk to you about something very important for our churches. Not dismiss it, because I want you to know, especially those who pray, this is very important. Now, here's what we're going to do. There's two groups of people right now. There are those who signed up to be water baptized all throughout this week. Man, we're so excited about that. And then there are those who prayed today. You've never been baptized in water. We're going to do what we call spontaneous obedience. We've got shorts and shirts. We've got a whole team that's going to help you be able to respond right now. You say, well, I got baptized. Do you know, I got baptized when I was a little tiny Dino. I was like 12 months old. I got a good memory, but I don't remember it. I thank God my parents did that. I honor what my parents decided. But then when I got older, I made a decision for myself. I honored my baptism that my parents brought me into. But I wanted to make a decision. And I made the decision. Matter of fact, I was baptizing some kids as a youth pastor and remembered that I had not been baptized since I believed. Did you hear what I said? Since I believed. My parents believed for me. Thank God for them. But then I had believed. Now, I was a follower of Jesus Christ. So I turned around after the baptism. About 500 kids turned and said, hey, man, can you baptize me? After I baptized about 100 kids, then I got baptized. I bet they're all thinking, oh, my Lord, is mine legal? He wasn't baptized. Is it legal? It's all legal. It's all good. I got baptized. Several years later, I was baptized with a friend of mine who kind of came to that same realization. He had had a new season in his life. And when he got baptized, and I was now in ministry and now functioning as someone in ministry and gotten married, I turned around after. I said, I want you to baptize me. I'm in a new season. I think I've been water baptized 4 times. You say, well, that's not correct. It is for me, because it's my decision. So whatever's in your heart that God is speaking, can I tell you, the devil doesn't tell people to get water baptized. I'm telling you that right now. He's not whispered in anybody's ear, you ought to get water baptized for Jesus. No, 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 no. He's saying, don't listen to that crazy man on that stage. Run to the car. So I want to encourage everyone who signed up already to get baptized, and then everyone who right now is saying, oh my goodness, oh my gracious, I need to get water baptized today. Spontaneous obedience. We're going to help you. Calm down. We're going to help you. If you've never been, or you feel like you're in a new season of your life, since you're believing in this season of your life. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to ask, because we're going to let them go first. I'm going to go change. And then Johnny's going to dismiss everyone else. No one else being dismissed unless you're being baptized in water, not baptized at Piccadilly, at a healing place. So I'm going to ask everybody who's getting baptized today, or you feel like you need to get baptized. We had a dozen people in the last service who said, I need to get baptized today. Spontaneous. And we dressed them out. It was fantastic. So just stand to your feet if you're getting baptized today. All those that have signed up, we've got 50 or 60 that have signed up. Come on, stand up all around. And if you want to get baptized, we're going to help you get water baptized. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and be dismissed. All those that are getting baptized, go ahead and get your stuff together. Come on, let's keep clapping our hands. Just be dismissed to these foyers, especially if you want to go to this exit right here. There's David Ray. Wave your hand. David, Benny, wave your hand. Let's all wave our hand back there so they can see you come that way. Bird, come on, let's keep clapping our hands. If you go out another door, we'll help you. Come on, Healing Place, clap our hands for all those that are getting baptized in water. This is amazing. This is incredible. It must be 50 or 60 people. People are moving in the raised seating. Come on, Healing Place, let's keep clapping. Many other people have decided to get baptized today. Spontaneous obedience. Spontaneous obedience. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. Come on, there's some more moving right now. Let's keep clapping our hands.
Thank you for listening. For more information about Healing Place Church, go to healingplacechurch.org or give us a call at 225-753-2273.